Good afternoon, sir. Would you state your name and ADC number for the record, sir?
Yes, Stacy Norris, 322-612.
Thank you, Mr. Norris. You appeared for the Arizona Board of Executive Council for your revocation hearing regarding the two allegations on your warrant. And based on information that we have, you were notified of this hearing back on March the 2nd of this year. Do you remember that notification, sir?
Yes.
Yes, that's a document that said that the hearing would be held today. And on there, you did sign it and it stated among other things that you could obtain a licensed attorney at your home expense to represent you. We don't see one in the room this afternoon, but I assume that you're going to represent yourself this afternoon, sir.
Yes, sir.
And as you can see, there are five board members participating in your hearing today. And they are, to my left, all the way to your right, is the Honorable Mr. David Neal. Next to me is the Honorable Mr. Michael Jackson. On the other side is Honorable Mr. Louis Caruanas. On the other side of him is Ms. Rittenhouse. And my name is C.T. Wright. I'm going to serve as your panel chair. And we also have in the room the gentleman that you should be able to see now, if this machine works, and that is Mr. Westby. Mr. Westby is representing the Department of Corrections as well as your parole officer this afternoon. Mr. Norris and Mr. Westby, do both of you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth, so help you God, or do you so affirm?
I do.
Thank you. As I indicated, Mr. Norris, you have two allegations on your warrant. I am going to read each of them, and once I read it, please tell me whether it's true or false. The first one, please, that you're in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision Number 7, as demonstrated by your failure to submit a urine specimen for drug testing on or about November 30th, 2017. For the task, individual testing compliance summary, dated January 17, 2018. Sir, is that true or false?
That's true.
Thank you, sir. The next one reads, that you're in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision Number 12A, as demonstrated by your failure to report on December the 5th, 2017 to the Western Regional Parole Office located at 801 South 16th Street to Suite Number 1 in Phoenix, Arizona, following your discharge from Relay Halfway House located at 2501 West Elm Street in Phoenix, Arizona on December the 4th, 2017. Your whereabouts was unknown, but she was in a struggle from supervision. Mr. Norris, is that true or false, sir?
Sure.
Thank you, sir. Based upon the admission of Mr. Norris, I move to find that he's in violation of terms and conditions of his supervision, that he was delinquent, that he had or may have lapsed into criminal ways or company. That is my motion.
Second.
Agreed.
Motion by myself, seconded by Mr. Johnson, agreed by Mr. Neal, Mr. Caruanas, and Ms. Rittenhouse. Sir, now we're going into phase two of your hearing, which is probably the more important one of the phases that we have. Because in this phase, the board is going to make a determination whether to revoke your community supervision or to continue your own supervision. In other words, to bring you back out in the community. However, we begin phase two by receiving some background information on you from the Department of Correction. And then, after we receive this information, we're going to come back and talk to you before the board will make its decision for today. So at this time, we're going to get some background information that will be provided to us about Mr. Westby. Mr. Westby, sir, could we get some background information on Mr. Norris?
On November 28, 2017, Mr. Norris was released from DOC. He was arrested February 3, 2018 by Phoenix PD on new felony charge of possession of burglary tools. He was back in DOC custody on February 3, 2018 with an adjusted CCD of May 13, 2018, 60 of 7 days. His current conviction, 2017, drug paraphernalia, 6 months. His no prior convictions. This is his first term at DOC, CUIR score 3-1, mental health score 3, substance abuse score 2. There's no gang information noted, no prior terms of supervision. He has no disciplinary violations on record. Other arrest, 2018, burglary tools possession in Arizona, pending charges. Community risk scores of G1, V1. You have status of charges from Senior Officer Rich, dated March 13th, 2018, and states of Felder has pending charges filed for felony possession of burglary tools. Phoenix PD has a current felony in old lodge with the Department of Corrections.
Okay, so they are Pinden and the Phoenix Police as a whole, then I hear you correct, sir. Okay. And let me just ask one other question. How many days did you say he had absconded, sir?
60.
Okay, thank you so very much, sir. Okay. Well, before I go to you, Mr. Norris, excuse me for interrupting, but are you just a delivery man, or are you here for anyone?
Someone.
You're here for someone, okay. Just want to make sure. Oh, but you're not here for Mr. Norris. Okay, just want to make sure, because they didn't give me a piece of paper, so I just want to make sure. Yes, ma'am. Okay, Mr. Norris, we are back to you, sir. Based on the information that we have, when you were released, you were pre-approved to go to BUA Halfway House. Down Elms and Phoenix, and then you fell, you left on November the 30th, and then you failed to return to BUA property and was discharged on December the 4th, 2017. There was no other residence that you were approved to reside at. So what happened, sir, after you left BUA, sir? Where did you go, sir?
I went to my mother and father's house.
Okay. And by chance, did you report that to your parole officer, sir?
No, I did not.
Any particular reason why you didn't, or you just didn't go around to do it, sir?
I between work and my spouse and the baby was in the hospital, I just got a little overwhelmed and didn't ever show back up to the parole office.
Okay. Now, I just didn't hear you, sir. Now, who was in the hospital, sir?
My spouse is baby.
Oh, okay. Well, we're sorry to hear that. Everything improved since the hospital situation, sir? Has life improved back home for you? So why you were out?
Yes, I worked for Coastal Hospitalities.
Okay, so how long were you employed there, sir?
From the day after I got out of prison and thereon.
Okay. Well, we have to commend you for that. That's always important to have employment, and we as a board, we always smile upon someone who has employment. Let me just ask this. Are they going to continue your employment once you get out, or you don't know yet, sir?
Yes, they are.
Okay. I do take note, sir, that while you were out, I don't see any, I just want to make sure I'm correct. You were in at the moment for drug paraphernalia, am I correct, sir? That's what you
yes,
got
sir.
6 months. So what did you have, and why did you have this little drug paraphernalia? Why did you end up being incarcerated, sir?
It was
for a container that had a little bit of residue in it. Is that something that you used on a regular basis, or what were you doing with it, sir?
No longer. Even when I was out on parole, I did go back to the drugs. I was using, I'm sober as late now than I was when I was on parole as well.
Okay. And, but have you ever had a drug to have it? When you were younger, you're still young, but when you were younger?
No, sir. The drug use didn't really come about until September 12, 2014, when my brother died. I just got to a slump. And I picked myself back up out of it now, and I'm kind of on depression medicine and stuff like that, so I don't have to self-medicate. I have medication that I can take that's actually prescribed.
So you're saying that your brother died September what, sir?
September 12, 2014.
And so you...
Yeah, I went into a slump, and that's when I started using drugs. I didn't have a record or history of it before.
Okay. When the last time you used any drugs, sir?
The last time I've used drugs was when I originally caught the charge. It was a few nights before that.
Now, as the Mr. Westby indicated as part of his testimony to the board a few moments ago that you do have some charges pending. Do you know anything about what might be pending at this point, sir?
Yeah, for the record, the burglary tools, possession of burglary tools charge that I'm waiting that I have a detainer for is I was actually headed back to the hospital that night, and when they pulled me over, I had a pair of pliers in my backpack that had the wire cutter on the back side of the jaw. You know, like lineman dykes. If you know what I'm talking about, a pair of pliers with a little wire cutter in the jaw.
Yes, sir. I know what that is, but I don't know how to use them. But yes, sir. Go ahead.
But that was the only pair of pliers I had at the time. I was on my bike, and I had it in my backpack just in case I had to fix my tire on my bike previous that day. I didn't know if it was going to fly again or not. So I had those pliers to fix my bike with just in case. That was the only tools that I had in my backpack, was that one pair of pliers. And that's what they were trying to charge me with earlier tools for.
So where did you get the tools from, sir?
I got the tile coming from my friend's house where I was previously fixing my bike earlier that day. And he said, here, you can borrow these pliers. This is all I've got. And so I took those pliers and put them in my backpack. That's the tool that they're considering burglary tools, was that pair of pliers.
Okay, so
let me go back that it had the wire cutter on it.
Let me ask another question before I go to all the board members, sir. You know, I know that this is your first go around with the Department of Corrections, if I heard Mr. Westby correct, and it seems to me that, am I correct, you were about 28 years of age at this time, sir?
Yes, sir.
And so the only thing, the only contact that you had, this is a question, with law enforcement is this drug paraphernalia. You got 6 months there, and this burglary tool situation that's still pending. Am I correct, sir?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And you haven't had anything else, sir, you know, you really put me on. We always speak as individual board members. We can't speak for each other. We never discuss your situation before. Things that really concerned me, sir, and I know that you've given a reason, and I understand, you know, that there was a situation with your child. But these 60 days that you're scumming, sir, can you kind of justify that just a little more for me before I turn it over to other board members for questions that they may have, sir? I mean, why did you abscond for 60 days? I know you told me, but tell me again, what happened there, sir?
It was between going to and from work, which was already a little hectic, because I just got overwhelmed. Honestly, I just got really overwhelmed. And like I said, they were in the hospital, things were in the hospital for 2 months. And just trying to figure things out, it was my first time on parole. I didn't really understand it. When I originally went to the halfway house, there was more drugs at the halfway house than there was anywhere else that I could think of. So I looked at my mom and dad's, where I know there's no drugs, and where I knew that I wasn't going to mess up and get back on the drugs. They were helping me. But I went to the halfway house, and I seen the fact that there was more drugs at the halfway house than I've ever seen when I was on the streets. So I went and turned around and I went to the one place that I knew I could go. That was my mom, my dad, my safe haven, you know?
Well, let me ask this question then, sir. I'm just trying to get to know you. Why didn't you invite your mother and your father to come and participate in the hearing today, sir?
Because I haven't been able to get a hold of them yet. I haven't had my phone call. The sales rep didn't give me a phone call yet to get a hold of them. I wrote them and told them about when my parole hearing and everything like that was. But then they haven't got a letter yet. I just recently was able to get a... I was just recently able to get an envelope to send them out a letter.
I only have a few more questions, but I'm not sure.
Last week.
Go ahead, sir.
I'm going to
Well, I was going to see if other board members might have some questions for you at this time. Another board member, Mr. Rittenhouse, has a question for you.
Thank you, Dr. Egbert. And Mr. Norris, if you felt like your parents' house was a good place to be, why didn't you ask to be released there to begin with?
I had asked my parents originally when I was incarcerated at Brown, and they told me no, try the halfway house. So I went ahead and did that, and when I got out, I was back on their good graces because I went to the halfway house. I tried out the halfway house. I told them what was going on, and they finally said, yeah, you can just come here, and we'll do what we can to help you.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Dr. Egbert.
Thank you so very much. Further questions by board members at this time? Don't see any further questions at this time coming from board members, sir. Let me just ask one other question. If, and this is a big if in my mind, but if this board decided to release you at this time and bring you back out into the community, where would you reside this time, sir?
I would reside back with my mom and dad.
That's where my concern is, because they don't have your mother and father here to say, hey, yes, we want to, you know, and I'm not, this is not belittling you at all. See, but we have people all the time who come before us and say one thing, and then their parents say something completely different. So I'm not disagreeing with you, what you're saying. We just don't have anything, to the best of my knowledge, to, you know, indicating that they would, that everything is okay at home. Okay, so I don't believe board members have any further questions. So we're coming towards the end of your hearing. But as I stated, this is your hearing. I want to give you an opportunity to make a final statement to the board before the board goes into discussion and makes its decision this afternoon, sir. Anything else you want to tell the board without repeating yourself, sir?
I'm really ready, and I understand the process of the parole and all that now. I'm ready to come back out of the community. That way I can be back with my fiance and our baby. They're waiting for me. Like I said, they're waiting for me. That will be starting a family.
Okay, well, thank you so very much, sir. And at this time, the board is going into discussion. We're going to ask that you remain quiet. This will be the first time that the board will have an opportunity to discuss your case. Following this discussion, the board will make a decision whether to continue your own community supervision or to revoke your community supervision. So we're going to ask that you remain quiet as now the board is in discussion, but please stay on the phone because everything is done in the open. We don't do anything behind closed doors. And as I stated before, each board member speak and vote as he or she sees fit. And we do discuss among ourselves or among each other, but we all, each board member has an equal number of votes, and that's one vote by each board member. Mr. Norris, I find him as being a very interesting young man, but just two or three things that I have concerns about. Let me put the positive things up first. I really commend him for having employment, because that's always important when there's employment. I also commend him for getting off of drugs after the death of his brother. And now he says that he's on medication and he's no longer on using illegal substances, and I commend him for that. And I need some help from other board members, because I do have just a couple of three things that really concern me. As much as I want to reach out and help, be of help to Mr. Norris, one is he did abscond for 60 days, and I just cannot, and I know he had a reason. I recognize the fact that his child was ill in the hospital, but he had just not absconded for 60 days without telling his parole officer. That really concerned me. He did not report where he was for 60 days to his parole officer. The other thing that concerns me is the fact that we still have, and I say we, I don't mean this board, but he still has these pending charges. We don't know what the Department of the judiciary system is going to do. I believe that this is, I believe that this if charges are made, I believe that would be a felony, am I correct? Charge of felony, and those two things really concerning me as we look at what's best for our community and where he is at this time. I know that this is his first time, but I can never overlook 2 months of his funding, and then with these charges still pending in the judiciary system. But I'm prepared to listen to other board members before going any further. Board members, any further discussion? No hearing further discussion about board members. I'm going to make a motion, see where it goes, and we'll just go from there. My motion is to find that Mr. Norris did violate terms and conditions of supervision, that he was delinquent. And our motion is going to be based upon information contained in warrant number 2018-W0162, as well as information provided to the board by the Department of Corrections, as well as the mere fact that he did abstain for some 60 days, and there are some charges that's pending at this time. We don't know whether they're going to be filed or what's going to happen to them. With that being said, I'm going to move to revoke his community supervision based upon the same.
Second.
Agreed.
Motion by myself, Safety Wright, second by Mr. Johnson. Did you agree, Mr. Leo?
Yes.
Okay, I agree, but Mr. Greenhouse, right, the unanimous determination of the board, sir, your community supervision has been revoked. However, you will be out on May the 13th, and I hope you don't look at this as a negative. I know it may seem that way to you where you sit at this time, but we want the best for you. We want the best for your family. We wish you the best, and we hope to never, no, never, no, never again see you in harm, sir. And this will end your hearing, and please put the CO3 back on the form, sir. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
And you too, sir.
Don't hang it up.